Live across Queensland on Triple M, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot for the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? These guys are outstanding. Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Please welcome to the Rush Hour, a bloke that's far too good looking to be packing into the front row. One of Wayne Bennett's adopted sons.
A boy was just like me.
Ringers, Western's finest. A maroon and a dolphin. Mr. Jared Wallace.
After the Dolphins won, 30-something to nil on the weekend against the Dragons, what's really pissed me off is everyone saying, whoa, Wayne Bennett the master coach. Wayne Bennett this, Wayne
he
Bennett
is.
That.
Bow down.
Clearly, it was the injection of our mate, Jared Wallace, first game of the year, first win. Hello, mate. That had to feel good.
Good afternoon. It was indeed. I think it was 38-0 too, just in case I was off the back of your head. I wasn't too sure. But
there we go.
Look, it was a fantastic win back at KO after a horrendous performance in round one. Pouring rain. You couldn't have asked for anything better. To get our 24 season started. And I think there's not one boy in our team that didn't absolutely put everything in on the weekend, and that's exactly why we got the result we did.
Outside of the win, it's the first time the Dolphins have ever kept a team to nil. One of the biggest stories, and if you're not a footy fan, you've probably seen this video, was your number nine, Jeremy Marshall-King, got kicked in the head by a football. It's the best Falcon I've ever seen. You were obviously playing. You were there live. You saw that happen at the moment. Is that the greatest ever?
I would have to say it was one of the hardest and greatest ever Falcon. Like, we actually had a bit of a giggle on the sideline, don't get me wrong, like. It was it hit him fair in the scone, and I'm pretty sure it knocked some sense into him because he got better as the game went on after that. From now on, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to stand him in the end goal in the warm up, and we're going to kick balls at his head, and then we're going to get him out to run out because I don't know how any normal person would have been unconscious, but Jezza, obviously we all know there's not much going on in there. Got better as the game went on, so it was unreal. It looked like it hurt. I'll be surprised if we don't get into training tomorrow and he's got a fair egg on his head or a black eye or something.
No, for sure. Now, obviously everybody is really, really obsessed with the inner workings of the super coach, Wayne Bennett, exactly what went down between round one and round two to make things so different. There is a rumour going around, said that on Tuesday after the loss to the Cowboys, Hamiso Tabuai-Fido dropped his first ball and he was told to pack his bags and go home. He did so in shock. Then the team was named. He obviously got back and had this outstanding performance on Sunday. Is there any truth to it, J-Will?
No, that is the absolute, that is 100% the truth. That's exactly what happened because all media outlets know the exact workings of the inside of a training.
We're all there, yeah, obviously, present.
Yeah, you're all there, you know exactly. Mate, that is the fun. I've heard of that, and I think it's hilarious, to be honest. Like, I don't know where that's come from, but that is not even a chance in the slightest fact. You think I'm like Wayne's favourite son. Hammer's second closest, that is for sure. That is not the truth at all. Don't get me wrong, he was very disappointed with his round one game, and I know Wayne put some hard words on him and worked with him during the week to just get a bit of confidence back because obviously he was pretty shattered with the way things went. But no, that is not how we got back in to play, score his three tries and have the fantastic game that he did on the weekend. Wayne's good, but he's not that good.
So you guys have the bye this weekend, no game for the Dolphins. You get a couple of days off. Are you going fishing? What's the go? Are you going to go out with Wayne, have a nice dinner together and just make sure you're in the 17 again next week or what?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've ordered a really beautiful steak dinner out on his farm. Yep. I'm going to light some candles, chandelier and all that, make sure that I'm there for round four. Because it was quite hard to get back into that team in last week, but I think I should be all right going into the next one.
Jared, enjoy the weekend, mate. We always appreciate your time on the Rush Hour. Congrats on that round two victory, and we'll catch up next week.
No, I appreciate it, team. Thank you.
There you go. Jared Wallace, the rumour squasher from the Dolphins.
And he'll do it so matter-of-factly.
Isn't it funny? People just make up bullshit for the sake of making up bullshit.
I just think if you're going to try and understand the super coach, take it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, but why just, you know what I mean? Like, why just make up a story that clearly didn't happen?
For drama?
No, but
let's make up our own, actually.
No, I hate that shit. I really do. It's Triple M's Rush Hour. Rush Hour!